Hi. Thank you for inviting me over. Sorry we couldn't work at my place, but I'm glad we could come to yours. Oh, I can come in, right? Great. I'm coming in then. Oh, wow, your house is so nice. I didn't mean that in a weird way. I was just saying, sorry if that came off as. It didn't? Okay, that's good. Say, where are your parents? I expected them to come greet me when I knocked. That wasn't meant to be weird either. I'm just kind of curious, I guess. Oh, they're away on a business trip? I see. They must be really busy then, right? Well, I brought everything you asked me to. I brought my own laptop, so we won't have to worry about sharing yours. And I also brought all of our research notes that we took in class, and all of the information sheets that the teacher gave us. I even brought snacks. They aren't much, but. Oh, you wanted to make me food. I probably should have guessed that since I was coming over. Sorry. No, it's okay. We can just eat both. Kill two birds with one stone, as they say, right? Should we go to your room now? To get started, I mean. I didn't want that to come off as weird either. Okay. Sorry. We can go. Hey. Do you wanna maybe take a break? It's okay if you don't want to. I'm just saying since, well, we've been working for some time now, and my eyes are starting to hurt after being glued to my laptop screen for so long. Oh, you're fine with it? Great. That's good to hear. Your room is really nice. I didn't mean that in a weird way. I just. How clean and organized it is. Jeez, I'm really being irritating tonight, aren't I? You don't have to sugarcoat it. I'm used to getting called annoying. I'm not very good at talking. So, I usually find myself stuttering or tripping over my own words. And a lot of people usually avoid talking to me as a result. You're different, though. You just forget I said that? I didn't mean to say that. What? You want me to continue? I'm not sure if I can. Okay, I'll try. Here it goes. Can I be honest with you? I just wanted to say, well, I really appreciate you. You mean a lot to me. What? No, I'm not kidding. I know we don't talk much, but whenever we did, you were always so uplifting. Think that's the right word. You were always so invested in our conversations, even when I was trying to form the right words to use. And when you just came up to me when I was by myself in class, asking me if I wanted to be your partner, that made me really happy. Really meant a lot to me. Which reminds me, why would you pick me of all people for your partner? You're fairly popular in our class, aren't you? I always see you socializing with people after all. Wait, what? It's because we're friends. No, wait, there's more? You what? You want to tell me your true feelings? Oh, I see. Well, are you going to tell me? If you want, you don't have to tell me anything. I think I already know. You want to? Okay, take your time. I'm listening. Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, that's what I was thinking you meant earlier when you mentioned your true feelings. I noticed. There's no need to get flustered about it, but to be fair, you did make it pretty obvious. I caught you glancing at me a couple times when we were in class. And when I glanced back, your face would turn red and you'd look away. Your voice would always have a higher pitch whenever you tried to speak to me, too. And the fact that you wanted to be my partner? Well, that sort of sealed the deal for me, I guess you could say. Well, I guess I shouldn't beat around the bush, right? So I should probably give you a response. I already told you how much I appreciate you being with me, but maybe I should be clearer about my feelings. I like you too. I can't believe I just said that. It's just I didn't trust you at first. I thought you were just being nice to me because you felt obligated to. But the more little conversations you had with me, even the ones where you just asked about my day, I started feeling more welcome, more appreciated. Whenever I noticed you glancing at me, I couldn't help but get flustered myself. So I tried to glance back at you, but I already told you how that turned out. And then you asked me to be your partner. I had a strong hunch you liked me too, but I couldn't bring myself to believe it. But I'm really glad that you opened up to me. I would have never had the courage to. Say, does this mean we're, a thing now? Oh, of course we don't have to be. I just say, oh, wow, you're so close. Your face is just so close to me. But it looks prettier up close. Sorry, I didn't just say that. Wait. Do you wanna kiss me? I see. Well, this is my first time doing this, so it's your first time too? I guess we're in the same boat then. Okay. At the same time then? 3, 2, 1. Wow. That felt nice. I really want to keep going. Maybe later. After all, we have this project to do, and hey, can I put my head on your chest? Thank you. It's so warm. Maybe we can just stay like this for a bit. That project can wait a little longer, wouldn't you agree? Okay. I'm glad you agree with me.